Do you remember that?
Oh, no. I made up a... The first thing in my life when I got old enough was pick up chips. My daddy and mother were very thrifty. And the first thing they made me do was pick up chips. The next thing they did was clean the lamp chimneys. The next thing I did was make up the beds. I made up all the beds in the house every morning.
I see.
I know how to make up a bed now.
Would you explain it? Would you tell me the different parts?
Yes, sir.
All right, sir. Would you tell me about the different parts of the bed when you made them up as a boy?
We generally had, of course, we had two sheets and a blanket or two, and we had feather. We had some cases. We had feather mattresses, which were very warm, and we had nice feather pillows. And I don't know much else that we had in those rooms. Comfortable chairs.
Did you have any a pillow that would go all the way across?
Any what?
A pillow that would go all the way across.
A what?
Like a pillow.
No. That was a bolster. Yes, I've seen those, but I haven't got any of them now.
What did you keep over the bed?
Yes, like that was taken off at night. That was taken off at night and put on a table or somewhere. Most of that's right. Yes, sir.
What did you keep over during the day?
It was put up here. The pillows were put behind it, and it was put in front of it.
And over top of the did you have anything like that on the bed? A counterpane or?
Yes. I don't know. It was a spread.
I see.
I'd say a spread.
I
know what a counterpane is, but I think we, most of my folks referred to them as spreads.
Did you use quilts?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Very much.
I've got a quilt in my store in my vault since I expect 150 years old.
Is that right?
It's beautiful, too.
How about the, a little boy, it was too hot to sleep in bed, and a little boy just slept on the floor, what would you call the bed down there?
Well, I don't know about that. I've seen a trundle bed. You know what a trundle bed is? Mm-hmm. Trundle bed was a little bed that slipped underneath this bed. And that's, the children, they had some little child, they pull that out at night, and he slept on a trundle bed.
Did you have anything called a pallet?
That was just a quilt, two several quilts put down on the floor.
Who slept in that?
Some of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
The old folks did. They didn't sleep there.
Too hard, huh?
Yeah.
I see. Did you have a... How did you keep the milk cold?
Well, we didn't keep it cold. They placed... it was just put in a cool place, and that was the best we could do. We didn't have any ice, and the first ice I ever saw come into Greenwood came from New Orleans.
Is that right?
And it came on a steamboat, and I remember seeing them unloading it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what it was, but my God, that'll fold the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. They had a bunch of shells that were enclosed and perforated tin, where they would put the milk in jars and set it in a best place they could. Some folks where they had a spring, they put the milk in the spring.